What's up, guys? In case you haven't heard, Blue Wire Studios just dropped their first original podcast called Golden Goal. The show gives you 10-minute episodes all about soccer legends and the moments that made them. Whether you're just learning about soccer for the first time or you're a diehard fan, this podcast is a great listen for everyone. The final two episodes are live right now, or you can binge the entire season to learn about your favorite soccer stars. So make sure you check out Blue Wire's Golden Goal, available anywhere you listen to podcasts. What's up, everybody, and welcome in to the Backliners Podcast Aggro with Barracuda. As per usual, I want to apologize in advance in case you can hear the Drake and Josh theme song in the background, but me and my fiance have been on a big Drake and Josh kick recently. It's on Hulu. Big recommend. Were you a Drake and Josh fan at all, Barra?
No.
What?
Actually, I was a little bit.
What?
I just hear Destiny yell what in the background. No. What do you mean?
I kind of liked it, but I don't think it was one of the shows that, like, I would ever go out of my way to go watch.
Okay. All right, that's fair. I was probably a bit old when Drake and Josh was kicking off. What are you laughing at, huh?
Oh, she just yelled one again.
Oh, okay.
You heard it.
No, I didn't hear that one. Look, Drake and Josh banged, okay? And it's, we're going to tie in.
They did.
Well, listen, man, they can do whatever they want in their free time.
Close on that show.
It's going to tie into our fun question at the very end of the episode. But we're going to have to wait for that because we have to get down to business here, Barra. Last week, we started on our most iconic player god combination tier list. Not a tier list at all. I am going to post the completed product on Twitter once this is all done, so you guys can check it out there. And it's not, we should reiterate before we go into it, SPL only, and the best player at the god at their peak is what we're doing this list on, right?
Also, my list is a little different. My list is more, I look at the god, and whoever comes to mind immediately is who I put down. So, also,
the best?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, I mean, there's a few on this list where I could argue one way or another that this person's not the best. Because there's a lot of NA bias in mine and a lot of teammate bias in mine.
That's fair.
So
that's fair. Like, I'm trying to bring some partial, you know, like, I'm trying to bring some EU presence.
Yeah, because for me, it's so hard to think about the earlier seasons between, like, season one and season, I'll say, like, three or four, where we didn't play Europeans that much throughout the year.
Right.
So my bias is like super land bias.
Yep.
And whatever beat me bias.
So that's why you had murder as Aries there. Kanye life as Aries for a little bit.
PTSD, my guy. Real strong.
All right. Well, we left off with Izanami. We both had Cyclone Spin for Izanami as a refresher. Yep. But Giannis. This one is easy, Barra. And don't make it hard on yourself. There is only one answer here. There is only one answer.
I put Yamin.
Barra, there's a lot of gods left on this list, man. If you're going to start off the episode being wrong, what's the point? Like, what's the point? Okay,
I've been so in a bias, I'm not going to put Hurry.
It doesn't mean you have to be wrong, Barra. You don't have to lie.
Dude.
It's Hurry.
51-49, my guy.
It's not. It's Hurry 100%.
It is.
Okay, here's the deal. Here's the
deal.
All right. Yamin is the best mid laner, and in my opinion, I think he's the best player to ever play the game. I think he's nuts. He's not the best Giannis player. It's Herwind. That's all I'm saying about it, and we're moving on because you're clearly not going to change your mind. Next one is Jingwei. This one also easy for me. You might have heard my shift key going in here a couple times. It was like shift B, unshift A, shift RR, unshift A, shift CC, unshift U, shift DD, unshift A. It's you. You're the Jingwei player. Do you agree?
I put PBM just because he didn't put me.
Okay, so I'm going to put you as well.
Unless, okay, that's fair.
Unless you're going to put Ataraxia there. I think that's the only one.
No. Way better than Ataraxia.
Well, there you go. It's Barracuda. Jormungandr. This is an interesting one. A newer god.
This one was pretty hard for me. I narrowed down to three. I put Ducky, Nika, and Benji. They all kind of popped up immediately for me, and my gut is like leaning towards Ducky.
Really?
For just like Brit? No, well, that's just who my brain goes to. I don't think he's the best Jorm, but it's always who my brain goes to when I think of Jorm. And also, I think Jorm has like Raijin syndrome, where everyone played Jorm.
Yep, everyone did.
So for me, I don't know. I mean, Ducky's just caused so much ruckus for me on that god. I mean, Nika and Benji have as well.
Got to make a call.
I'm just going Ducky.
Going Ducky, huh? Throwing the young duckster a bone. I'm going Nika. Nika is the guy I think of. I think last year in particular, he was the best Jorm and the best King Arthur, and that's a big reason why that Renegades team was very successful.
Mm-hmm.
Kali, this is a hard one, I think. It's a god who's been around forever.
Big recency bias for me, I put Cherry.
I think you're right. That's who I have as well.
I tried to think of like older players that played Kali, like even like back when Cone Kali was a thing, and yep. I like my brain could not go back that far and think
Pon
of, like,
Pon the is moments. the Cone Kali main. He loved that god back in the day. The only real guy who I considered here was Cyclone Spin because of the pentakill. Mm-hmm. On Kali, but I don't think that's the call. Wait, can you guys see Mackenzie? We gave her a rawhide, and she buries them whenever she gets really excited about a new treat. I'm going to get all the way out of the way. Oh, you're already done? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. She doesn't like it. She doesn't like it when she's seen whenever she's burying her her bones, but she buried it in the bed, which she is very happy about. Go ahead.
Repikos as well?
Yeah, Repi played a lot of
I think for me, Repi was more of the highlight play than playing it a lot.
Sure.
So I think my recency bias is just too strong here for Cherry.
Yeah, I think Cherry is just the best Kali player I've seen, I'm pretty sure. Fred has impressed me at times, and then he had the one game where he hard inted against Sanguine and lost his stake. Kepri, the bug.
I have two. I put Tricks, and then I put quotes, got me to Worlds with Kepri. And then I put Raffer for, I think, more recency bias, but I also, in my opinion, think Raffer is an amazing Kepri throughout his career.
Yep.
So I think I'm going to go Raffer.
That's who I
overall.
Have.
Overall? Okay.
Yeah, I think Tricks has the disadvantage of being really good on a lot of different picks, whereas Raffer tends to stick to the same types of gods. And so that's why I think that. So Super Cyrus 64 in the chat says Neil's definitely a good shout. He's a really good Kepri player. I'm gonna get memed by Bera in chat, but remember back a couple years ago, Mike was really dominant on Kepri for a while. But I didn't want to get yelled at, so I think I think Raffer is the call here. King Arthur.
We'll move on. I put Variety just for PTSD.
Yep, I was going to say, I thought you might say Variety.
We got stomped by that pick so much, but Variety's just kind of farmed. Okay. Yep. A real big issue with my list is I feel like SSG, or current SSG, I like don't remember them that much for some reason.
What do you mean? Just put Cherryo and Raffer on two gods, and you were talking about Nika as well.
Well, maybe it's just Nika.
You almost had Nika for Jorm.
Well, for Jorm, but I feel like they're so much better than I give them credit for.
Sure.
Like, their names just, like, when I look at the gods, I feel like their names don't pop up for me, and I don't know why that's a thing.
Well, I've got Nika. I think of Variety, Nika, and Benji, but I don't think Variety's played it enough. Benji's played it a lot and been really, really good on it. But like I said, I thought last year Nika was the best Jorm and King Arthur player. And so I'm going to have to give it to him. Kuku Khan. I don't know if you're going to agree with me on this one.
I narrowed down to three. I put MLC Ven and Hurry for my top three.
Ooh, Ven's a good option.
Yeah, Ven has always liked it. And then Hurry has played it since like season one or season two, like way back in the day. Same with Stealth. I think my gut's going with MLC, but maybe it's Hurry.
I've got Hurry for what it's worth. When I think of Cuckoo, not only do I think is Hurry the best Cuckoo Khan player, but when I think of Cuckoo Khan, I think of Hurrywind for sure. That he was the guy on that pick, man. He loved that god.
Yeah, I think I'm going MLC.
You going MLC? That's fair. Yeah. Again, the teammate bias is allowed to be pretty strong here.
I mean, all three of them.
Yeah,
that's true. Hurry was my sub.
That's true. All right, Kumba.
Boomba this Barna. One was hard for
Dude,
me.
Who is the Kumba player?
I put Aurora. I don't even know if that's accurate.
Oh, that's a good call.
That's
Trix played a lot of it. No, I think you're right. I think it is Aurora. I don't think he's even played that much of it, but I don't think anyone has.
I just remember Aurora being really annoying and being the guy that would just chase me around and CC me for 10 seconds.
Yeah. Yeah, he is so annoying on that pick. Yeah, I'm good with Aurora. Kuzinbo.
Another pick I really struggled with.
Yeah, he doesn't get to see that much play. Who'd you put?
Benji?
That's who I think, too. When I think of Kuzinbo in competitive, I think of Benji. He, like, it screams in chat, he might be able to correct me, but I believe Benji was one of the first ones to really bring it into competitive play and look good.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Yeah.
I still don't feel confident in it. It's just not a god that's like, oh my gosh, you are just playing that so perfectly.
You mean, are you saying that you don't want to give credit to the guy who's just running at you, has his cooldowns up all the time, press two, like that's
it. Yep.
All right.
Pushes you into a wall, presses two, push you into a wall, nades you twice somewhere in there. Yeah, real cool.
Perfect. Scream says, Benji does love the coups. He was one of the first ones. He said it was one of the most powerful anime characters in the game, so he picked it. I don't know what that means.
Me either.
Loki. Okay, when I think of Loki in competitive, I think of Skeledon, because he played it a decent amount way back in the day, and he tried to make it work in competitive, but I think it might have been minor league level and not SPL. But he picked that god a lot in terms of how many times Loki's been played. Didn't Baskin play it?
Baskin has always played it, like, off and on. I don't know if he, like, played it in a competitive setting. I put Shing.
Shing. Oh, Shing's a good one. Okay.
It was between Shing and Lass.
Yeah, Lass has played it. Okay, if we're talking most iconic Loki players of all time, it's got to be Meerkat, and if we're not talking SPL, it's got to be Meerkat. Meerkat changed the game on ranked Loki, dude. He did. I don't want to hear anything about Professor Loki or Dragon Story or T-Souls. I don't want to hear anything about any three of those, all right? It was Meerkat. I just had to get that out of the way.
That's fair. Future boy.
All right, it's Bass.
You ruined the podcast.
That's right. He was on the podcast. That's what it is. all right. Medusa. The Dusa.
I put Yamin.
Yeah, I think of Yamin, but I think I'm going to put Allied.
That's fair.
I think of those two the most.
Same.
But yeah, I'll give it to Allied. We'll split. They're basically tied in my mind, but I got to give it to the boy. Mercury.
Mask. Easy.
Masked. Easy. Easy pick.
Easy.
This is Chills territory right here. Like, Mask. Oh, Mask Merc. Oh, baby. It's getting chilly. Merlin. Ooh, that's a tough one.
I put Shinto and Paul.
Yeah.
But it's just one of those gods that I feel like everyone has played.
Yep.
One point or another. And everyone has looked good on it.
I think it's between those two. I'm leaning Paul just because of what he did in Worlds Finals with it. And how he played it like every game. So I'm going Paul, but I can never fault you for picking Shinto.
I think I'm going to lean towards Paul a little bit. I think it's like 60-40 for me. Okay. But yeah, that's fair.
If this was Shinto and Sanguine's like second season in the SPL, I think he would have proved that it was him by now. But Paul doing it at the biggest stage gives him the edge. If we're talking regular season Merlin, I'll give it to Shinto, but overall, I got to give it to Paul. He's done it under the most pressure. Mulan, no one's really played this god. I think Sanguine's like the only one who's really played it.
Yeah, I think Yarkor is the only person.
Yep, I've got Yarkor as well. Naja, this is easy.
Sino.
Thank you. Okay, look, I'm a Cherryo stan. I love Cherry. I think he's a sick player. One of the best minds in the whole game. And he is not the best Naja to ever touch the game. It's Sino. My man was undefeated on this pick, chat. Undefeated for like a whole split and worlds. There's no leg to stand on that it's Cherryo. There's none. It's Sino. And I'm not having anything else. Neith.
I put a Vedium.
Oh, I was already typing my answer. I was gonna put Allied, because I think of Allied a lot on that pick.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you're right. I think it is Vedium.
Vedium and ML Lido a close second.
ML's good too.
But Vedium for me, no one has ever made Devo's crit Neath work as well as Vedium has.
Yeah. Yeah, ML did play it a lot, but Vedium was like the only one playing it in NA at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty sure ML only played it whenever some other people were playing it at the time. Vedium would pull this out like at LAN when no one had seen Neath in forever and then actually frag on it. It made no sense.
It was disgusting.
Maybe it's time to come back. Neath got buffed. Vedium's on the rise again. Nemesis.
I put Homie.
Homie's a good one. I think the most iconic one has to be Weaken, but more because of Allied.
Mm-hmm.
I just hear Nemesis and I hear Nemesis, you know, like the way he used to make fun of Weaken saying it.
I just instantly think of Homie.
Homie, I don't like know these why. Picks.
It is a big NA bias for me, I think, on that one, but.
Adapting, again. When I think of adapting playing Nemesis, I think of Crit Nem. Cuvo played it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I think I. No, I'm leaning towards Homie as well. I think Homie just played it at a higher level, but if we're talking most iconic, which again, this list is not, it's Weaken. All right, Nike.
Sino.
Yep. Started the trend. I do think of Twig whenever it first came out, season 3 Worlds. I think of him playing it.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
But Sino, recency bias is strong. That's the way it's going to be. Nox. Who's the best Nox player ever? Go ahead.
Who even cares?
Good point. Probably some arena player, dude. Chat, it can't be Ducky. It can't be. He played in like one game and didn't he lose? Like, we're talking SPL.
His win rate's also 33% with that pick.
Yeah, exactly. Everyone who's spamming Ducky, get out of here.
Yeah, there's literally no way.
Old Nox is definitely MLC, I think.
Dardez comes to mind.
I have Dardez, though. I put Dardez.
That's Baskin always loves Nox for some reason.
I got his OP.
I think that's okay.
It's OP.
Bro,
it does so much damage.
It's so bad.
It's OP. I'm telling you, that kit's OP.
Literally the worst gun in the game.
Nope, that's Loki.
Bro, it's okay. Fair point. Okay, Nox is the second worst gun in the game.
Incorrect.
Dude, you had such a selfish pick.
Dude, what do you mean? I'll lock him down for you. I'll lock him down for you. Bear, we don't have time for this. We've got so much of the list to go. We can talk about Nox next time, okay?
Oh, because Nuwa. Who's the best Nuwa player?
Who do you have for Nox?
I put Stealth again.
Stealth. I think that's fine.
Who even cares? Who's the those two picks no one cares about?
Nuwa. Who has played this god? I think of Pekkies, for sure.
Nuwa?
Well, Old Wa, way back in the day. Do you remember how annoying it was to play against...
Shake and Bake?
What?
Shake and Bake?
Yeah, like that kit. Don't you remember Pekkies on like 3 different accounts just split pushing all the time and stunning towers with a 3? You don't remember that? I have PTSD from it. It was horrible.
I don't think I remember anything Pekkies has done in ranked.
That is fair. All right, who you got? I don't even know.
For Nuwa?
Yeah.
Yeah, put Stealth.
stuff.
I mean, Vin is good at Nua, but this is like Jing Wei. Like, no one wants to be here.
Yeah. Dude, I don't
know. It's like putting like the letter like A on you.
Like
Nua or Jing.
Who cares, dude? Who cares? Right. I just want to type who cares. I just want to type that. All right, I'm putting stealth just so we can move on because I don't want to be here on this topic anymore. Odin.
Ice
is the correct answer. Made that god look like an actual pick even when the cage didn't matter that much.
And before our next topic, guys, sports are coming back, and so are your chances to bet on your favorite teams and events. And there's no better place to start than our exclusive partners, BetOnline. Get in on the action for this week's big UFC fight, or check out the odds on NASCAR, Formula One, and the Premier League. Can't wait for your team to come back? BetOnline has futures odds, including win totals, division winners, and even league championships. Or check out daily simulations of Madden NBA 2K to watch and wager on. Visit BetOnline.ag and use promo code BLUEWIRE to receive your new welcome bonus. That's promo code BLUEWIRE, BetOnline. Your online wagering experts.
Dude, Ducky, Bear is trying to say that Knox sucks. I'm trying to tell him he's OP. Like,
I don't have time for this.
We don't have time for it, but Ducky's on my side, and that's all. Aura.
I put Twig, but I thought it was PCAT. My brain went to PCAT instantly, but I put Twig.
Did PCAT even play it a lot?
I don't know. I just my brain went there. I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't know who the best all around player is either. I feel like it's like too new. Like, it's just too new for Olerun. And he really has, Cyclone. Yeah, Cyclone was nuts with this god. Okay, yeah, I'll give it to Cyclone. I think Twig hasn't played it enough. But he might have played it more than Cyclone at this point. I don't know.
I don't remember Cyclone playing it.
He played it a lot last year, for sure.
Okay.
All right, Osiris.
I put D-Dub / Divius.
I think it is, without a doubt, Deathwalker. Dude just made that god look absolutely insane all the time. I'll put Deathwalker for you as well, so we can look like we agree. All right, who you got for Pele?
I put Lass.
I thought you might.
That is a little bit of teammate bias, and I'll take flack for it, but I think Sam as well.
Yeah, I think it's pretty clearly Sam in my mind. Lass has looked good on it this year and a little bit last year, but every time Sam pulls out that god, he like dominates. Persephone.
Paul.
Yeah, I think it's between Hurry and Paul for me. But I think I will give it to Paul as well. I do think Hurry's close on Persephone, but we'll give it to Paul. Poseidon. This is an interesting one.
Sino.
Are you trolling? You've got to be trolling, right?
Yeah, I'll put Lass.
Yeah, okay. I was going to say, I think it's Lassus. I really do. He was so good on that god, man. He was so good. I know Scream is going to say it's him. Scream, you haven't played it enough. It's been a mid lane pick its whole life. You can't just play a little bit of Poseidon in one phase, literally one phase in the SPL, and expect it to be you. Okay? You just can't. Ra.
Boosh.
Boosh is correct.
A lot of Raws, a lot of sick Raws, a lot of sick Raws in their like highlight moments. Yep. And I think Boosh is just winning out there.
Boosh was just the god, dude. An absolute god at that character.
So good.
So good. Chills. Boosh Raw, chills. Andy's Raw is up there, and I'm not kidding. But he played a little bit too much like an assassin for it to be him. That's all I'm saying. Andy will be coming up soon, though. Trust me on that. Raijin. Everyone's played this god. Paul hasn't even played it that much, has he?
I think in Raijin's prime, I mean, Raijin was really good, but I think Paul, when he like first came onto the scene,
back in the day, when I was
Raijin, like Mantle Raijin, just being unkillable and one-shotting everyone.
Yeah, I played against Paul's Raijin a ton back in the day. A ton back in the day, but man, I think of Prime a lot. I think of Paul a little bit. I think of Baskin, and that's who I'm gonna put. Baskin's Raijin was just so dominant. I think of Wolfie for sure. All right, it's who do you want me to put?
You want Paul? Wolfie. Wait, maybe Wolfie for Poseidon, actually.
I think he's in the conversation for Poseidon for sure.
I feel like Wolfie is just a player that's like not in my mind a lot for some reason.
Sure.
Which is weird because like he pops off so much consistently.
Yep.
Like especially on Rival, and I feel like he's played well this year as well, but he's not just not a player that like pops in my mind for some reason.
Yeah, I think like these last three, I think you could make an argument for Wolfie. Like Poseidon, mm-hmm. Raw, and Raijin, he's been really good on his career on all those. But mm-hmm. I'm giving it to Baskin, because I mean, it's Baskin. Like that's the way it is. All right, who do you want me to put?
I'm giving Paul.
Paul it is. Rom.
Snoopy
or Jermaine. Those are the only two acceptable answers. Maybe Reels, but I'm giving it to Snoop. I know chat's going to be yelling about NA bias, and you're right, but Snoopy played ROM when he moved to mid and was dominating with this pick, okay? Dominating.
Did Dardas play mid too?
Yeah, Dardas playing mid right now. Has he played at mid? Yeah, he did play at mid, and he was sick on it.
He's playing mid right now. Where have you been?
Well, dude, I was like, I don't know. I'm trolling. My brain doesn't work. Oh. Ratatosker. This one also not close.
Mask.
Moving on. Robin.
Fred.
I think of Fred as well. I do think that there are a bunch of Robin players, but Fred has played it so much. Chat saying adapting a whole lot. He's there for it, but I think it's Fred. I think he's just played it more. Like he continues to play it. What was the last time you saw Matt or adapting played Robin like once in the playoffs, I think. But I'm giving it to Fred. Scylla. This is a tough one.
No, it's not.
Is it not?
You know.
You're gonna put Stealth?
Yep.
Yeah, he won you a lot of money with this pick. And
he did.
I think that's fair.
Oh my boy.
I think of there are two other players who I think of there are three players that you can say for Scylla, and all three of them have been your teammates. It's Stealth, it's Baskin, and it's Andy. I think those three are the best Scylla players I've ever seen. I think Baskin is the best. I think Baskin is the best Scylla player. I think Stealth is third. I think it's Baskin, Andy, Stealth.
That's fair.
I think that all three of those are nuts. And Sam for soccer at number four. I'll give you that. Sure, man.
And then PBM number five.
Sure. Yeah. Why not? Sirket.
I couldn't decide whether Cubo or Andy.
Ooh, Andy's a really good shout for this one. I had already written down Cubo. But Andy's a good one, man.
Andy. Like, if he's in the zone on this god, he's unbeatable on Sirket.
I'm giving it to Fred. But
I'll give it to Fred, too.
I do love me some Andy on that pick. Set.
Cyclone.
Has he even had that much? I was thinking Cyclone as well, but I think it's Snoopy, right?
I think Cyclone Set as the year went on this year was bad. But
yeah,
because he had like two or maybe just one really bad game and then never picked it again. But before that, I think it's also Ducky for me.
Yeah, Ducky was really
Ducky.
Yeah, I think when I think of Set, I think of Snoopy absolutely dismantling Arkhill with this pick. Like,
I remember that. Arkhill's a player that is really bad in a non-meta picks.
Yes. Clear. And I mean, he got undressed with Set and Vulcan like in back-to-back games. That was rough.
I remember that. I remember that Set.
Good one. Your answer for Set, so I never have to hear you make that joke again.
Cyclone.
Okay. Scotty.
I just wrote cringe.
Dude, you played a ton of Scotty.
Yeah. I think it's me or PCAT.
I think of Ataraxi as well.
Yeah. I think of PCAT for his tank Scotty builds. I think it's just me or PCAT.
Gotta give me one.
I'll put PCAT.
I've got PCAT as well.
I'm not gonna put a me bias here.
Smart. This way everyone will be like, no, Barra, it was you.
He's
like,
so humble.
Yeah, that's so nice of you. Makes me throw up. All right, Sobek.
Fine.
Speaking of gods that make me throw up, God, do I hate this pick. Everyone has a god that when you think of like the times you're having the least fun playing Smite, some people probably think of like Scylla one-shotting you or Thoth one-shotting you or like, I don't know, Bakasura eating you. I think of Sobek just being in my face, making me unable to do anything at all. I hate Sobek so much. I'm not even hiding it anymore. Fine is a good answer. It's just been around for so long that I'm...
It's one of those gods where, like, you just don't want to be there for it. Like, this is a mark of, like, you're a bad person if you're booked here.
Yeah.
And it's... I just thought of Fine. I feel like his, like, Guardian solo-esque skill is...
Yeah, he
too
is
high on this pick.
I'm going to give it to Variety, but I'm with you on Fine. I think that's a good pick for sure. Soul.
I just put dot 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 here. I mean,
what does dot 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 mean here, Barra? What does it mean?
I mean,
it doesn't mean. Oh, it must mean. It must mean Emilito because he has a skin for it. That's what that means, right?
It's gotta be me.
It's gotta be you. It's Barra. I'm not just saying that because he's the co-host. It's Barra. And it's clear. Maybe some soul back in the meta, by the way, with Hecate.
Yep, I'm gassed up.
Let's go. We're back in it. Wukong.
I put Trix and Dare to Care.
Bro, you cannot be putting Dare to Care on the list, man.
He brought it into the meta.
Bruh. We're not putting Dare to Care on the list. Unless you really want me to. I'll put Trix. I'm fine with that. I think of Divios as well. Divios played a ton of this god.
Who are more soul owners that played it?
I feel like everyone played it. But I agree. I'm going to put Trix.
All right, I'll put Trix.
Yeah, I know. I already wrote it down. All right, Susano, which might be Sam for soccer, because that's who I was thinking of. Look, I know Frostiak has the combo named after him, right?
I put Frostiak for that combo.
Look, he's got the combo, but are you really going to look me in the eyes and tell me that Frostiak was a better Susano player than Sam?
No, but he's more iconic.
But my list is who's the best player at these gods.
But my list is iconic.
What?
He's got the combo. Okay, Soul literally has the Barra combo. Susano literally has a Frosty combo.
Wait, what's
combo?
The Barra combo on Soul?
You do all. What?
That's not even a combo, bro. That's using the kit. When Barra, when you use literally, the two, you've got a one in three chance of doing the combo that. By accident.
No one does that. I swear. No one
what
does
are
that.
You talking about?
Bro, trust me. No one does that.
All right,
in
dude.
Season three, go back and watch it.
That's
the only person.
That's it. That. I'm calling it. The aggro combo, hitting chain lightning, and then pressing three on Zeus. There it is. I'm doing it, you know? I'm doing it right away. There it is. There it is.
It's Frosty. It's just Frosty.
He has the combo. Sam's the better Susano player. That's all I'm saying.
You're just wrong.
Okay. Sylvanas. Sorry.
Jeff.
Yeah, Jay Handles is a good answer here. There have been a lot of good Sylvanas players, but I think I'm willing to give it to Jeff as well. I think he's iconic, played it really well at the top. Mm-hmm. I think that's very fair. Terra.
Emilzy.
Yep. I've got Emilzy as well. Mike is in the conversation for me. And
he's never in the conversation for me.
Okay. And that's about it as far as Terra players in my mind. Thanatos.
I put Variety and Aqua.
Yeah, I think Variety. I think of Sam, but that's more recency bias. Mm-hmm. If I'm going really strictly on who do I think played it at a higher level, it's probably Sam over Variety. But I think because the stage on which Variety played it, as opposed
to your list was higher level. That's weird that you just like changed it like for this pick.
Listen, man, it's not changing it. I'm saying that I'm putting more weight in. In that. That's all I'm saying. All right. would you like Variety or Aqua here?
Variety.
I think that's a good call. The Morrigan.
I put Vin, Zeros, and Baskin.
Yep.
And
those are all good.
This one's so hard.
I've got Zeros for what it's worth. I think Zeros is, in my mind, by far the best Morgan player the SPL has ever seen.
Wow.
Look, Ven was dominant on it for a while. He was really good. Yaman was really good on this pick. But Zeros...
Baskin was really good on this pick.
Baskin, was he really good on the pick? Or is it just Baskin and it just happened to be
really good on him?
Yeah, exactly. Like, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, I think it's Zeros. I think it's Zeros for sure in my mind. But you're your own man, John. You should pick who you think is best.
I don't want to put Baskin.
Okay. All right. Baskin it is. Thor. This is the closest of all. Because there's only one of three names that's able to be said here, right? It's only adapting... Garz or Andy. Those are the only three acceptable answers. Almost every jungler ever has had a really good Thor. Scream's had a really good Thor at times. Mask has been really dominant on the pick. Sam's been dominant recently. But here's the question, Bear. I'm not going to do most iconic here. You have to answer, who is the best Thor player ever?
That's so hard.
It's the closest. It's the closest out of the 100 and whatever. But I think are the most qualified almost because you played probably more than anybody with Andy, certainly, against Garz and against Kenny.
I mean, Garz in his time was doing things that no one else was doing with that god.
He revolutionized the character.
And I think that carries a lot of weight for just
it's impossible, dude. This is so hard. This is actually so hard.
And then Andy as well was always like competing with adapting, in my opinion, throughout the arc of that character. But adapting has played it so much.
I know.
I want to give it to adapting.
He has the resume for it.
Yeah, he does. Like,
yep.
He's also had a few bad games on it, but they're very, very, very rare.
Yep.
And Andy as well has had a few bad games on it, but they're very, very, very rare. And then Garz, I don't really think Garz ever had a bad game on it, right?
I'm sure he did, but it was so long ago, no one remembers this.
Okay.
Do you want to tell you my answer? Do you want to split here? Do you want to agree to take one of the top two?
Yeah, but then we're leaving one out.
I know. And I'll apologize to Anminster in person if I have to. But I put down Zero Garz. And I get it, chat. Adapting, literally, what adapting, again, is the most successful player of all time, individually. Hard carried on this god for years, has an impeccable resume, broke the scale in terms of how we can compare players and teams throughout the years. But as someone who was watching at the time, I don't think I've ever seen a more, like, we joke now, like, oh, Scream got Bastet, or like Mask got Rat, all this kind of stuff, like game over. It was truly game over when Garz got Thor. It really felt that way.
I'm putting Garz.
But I put Garz. We just agreed. We were going to split, dude. All right.
Yep. I put Garz.
All right.
I decided before you went on your rant, by the way.
All right. Fair enough. I think Garz was just too good at that pick. But man, now I want to put adapting. He is right there, dude. He is right. It's the closest.
I mean, if it was a different day, you could pick adapting. I mean, if we did the same thing tomorrow, I might go for adapting. I might go for Andy.
It's true. It's the closest one.
Part of me doesn't want to choose Andy because I feel like there's such a heavy teammate bias there.
Sure.
And it's just different when you watch your teammates make good plays, right? Because you're always getting that bias towards them.
Pogging the whole time.
Yeah.
You're losing it.
I feel like...
God, it's so hard.
I'm just going Garz.
It's Garz, and it's like, if I had to give a score out of 100 to the Thor players, Garz and adapting would be at 99 and Andy would be at 98. I think like they are literally near perfect. Yep. They're just tied. Okay, moving on. Thoth.
I put zeros.
Think zeros is the only one besides what I put, which is Baskin. Yep. I think those are the two best Thoth players, and I really don't think it's close. Tier.
Varietyr.
Yes, sir. That's what I have as well. Ooh, we're kind of blazing through now a little bit. Oh, I gotta put this on top. Uller. This is an interesting one.
Put Cyclone.
Cyclone is a good answer, and I thought of him. I thought of Zap. I thought of Bera. No, not you. I didn't think of you. I thought of Paul. But I'm going to put someone else entirely. I'm going to put Arkil. Arkil always really impressed me on this character. Mm-hmm. For me, it's between Arkil and Paul up top. P-Cat's another good one. Brawlers, for sure. But I'm going to give it to Kenny. I've got Arkil. Yep. Bamana.
Baskin.
Not close. Vulcan.
Prime,
not close. Jibalanke.
Allied
is who I have as well. Man, we're kind of vibing down the end. Yeah. Xing Chen, this one's a bit harder.
This is teammate bias. I put Baskin.
Yeah, so when Mike initially did this list, we were talking about it, and I said I thought of Baskin for Xing Chen, and Baskin goes, what? I played that guy two times. Like, I don't know. But that was like at the height of the Baskin hype. Yep. When he was first coming up. That god was busted. Like, yep. Busted. Just absolutely insane. So I'm going to put Baskin as well, but I'm going to get you on that for it later.
The Baskin Bologna meta.
Yep. Yep.
Baskin Bologna meta.
You did. Well, there you go. You said it. Yemoja.
Ronnie.
I think that's a good answer.
And I know I talked about, I don't want to put Sanguine on here, but I think he is by far the best Umoja.
I think he's right there. I think there are a lot of really good Umoja players.
Really? I do not.
I do. I think Neil, Rongyu, Aurore, Mike. Am I missing someone? I feel like I am. No, maybe not. Now my brain is blanking and I don't remember the other SPL supports. Jake doesn't play it. My brain's off.
To me, Ronnie is 100 and no one else is like even at 80.
Really? I think, yeah. I want to put Aurore, dude. Aurore pops off on this god.
Bro.
Yeah, I don't know about all that.
How did we not win that game?
Neil, I forgot Neil, I think.
It's just Ronnie.
I'm going to put Aurore.
You're wrong. You're wrong.
I respect him. All right, that's fine.
You're wrong.
Ymir.
Kanye life?
Bro. Do you really want me to put Kanye life? Is that what you want, Vera?
For real, I think it's Raffer.
That's who I think of, too. But is he really best Ymir player?
I think so.
Yeah. Variety comes to mind, but he hasn't played it in so long. Like, so long.
Snoopy's a good Ymir. 408's a good Ymir.
Hasn't done it in the SPL. 408 has played it like once, and he did pop off. Jiggs did have a good Ymir for sure.
I remember Jiggs for Sobek, but not Ymir.
I think of Jiggs for Bacchus and Fafnir and Sobek. Dude, wait, maybe I should put Jiggs for Sobek.
That's fair. What are the other EU Ymir players over the years?
Trix really didn't play it that much. Half-Devil played it a lot, I feel like, and was very bad. that was not exclusive to Ymir. Who else played it a lot in EU? Chat's probably going to remember for sure. Cherry played a lot of it in Jungle. He played a lot of it in Jungle. Wait, maybe it's Cherry. I'm actually giving it to Cherry.
I'm going to Raffer.
I think that's very fair, because that's who I had before I changed my mind. Good call, Super Rayfool. Zeus.
Aggro.
It's not me, man. I wish it was me, but it's not. All right.
But you got your combo.
I got my combo. That's right. We got to put me. We gotta put me.
I put Yamen.
Yeah, I think there are actually a bunch of really good answers here. I think Yamen, I think Mozwal, I think Prime, and I think Ven all have a stake to this one. I'm partial to Yamen. Yeah, I'm gonna go Yamen as well. I think Prime's right there. I think Mozwal's right there. I think Ven didn't play it that much in order for me to think of him, but
he won Worlds with it, right?
He did. Yeah, both he and Mozwal did. They both popped off. And then last, but certainly not least, the Zhonger Donger. I'm putting you. Yeah, there. Yeah.
Really?
No, no, I'm not putting you. What do you mean?
I was the best song last year.
Is that even true?
That is true.
Didn't Funball like win with it a lot?
Who even cares about Funball? It was me.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Dude, trust me. Just put me.
I'm not putting you.
I put Stealth. Yep. Chaos had the cute little teleport play.
Yep.
But I think outside of that, I think Stealth had him beat.
I agree. And I'm putting Stealth. The more iconic play is certainly Chaos's TP, but yep. I think it's Stealth. He was a Zhong main, dude. He mained that god all the time.
Any god you could like double stack on was Stealth's bread and butter.
Yeah, he sure did love that. All right, I'm taking a screenshot right now of our picks. Then I'm going to post it in the chat. I'll also be posting it on Twitter later on, but give it to chat to catch up. Back half was way faster. We got there. You know, we figured it out.
I kind of didn't want to yap that much about it, so I kind of quickly gave my answer so we didn't have like another like hour and a half episode.
Appreciate that, because I do. We're already near the end, but real quickly, SPL starts up next weekend. Well, this time next week, we'll be going through what happened in the first week of the SPL. What are your thoughts going in? Like, obviously, I don't want you to give away anything that would put you guys at a disadvantage, but certainly Hecate is on my mind, and that's going to dictate meta. I think magical ADCs are going to be really far up there. I'm interested to see what soul lane builds are going to be like. What are some of the things that you're looking forward to with the start of the SPL?
Honestly, I'm interested in the junglers, because I feel like everyone's thinking about the ADCs.
Yeah.
But I feel like we get to see, with Golden Blade being so prevalent in ranked,
yep.
We get to see if people are going to transition those style of picks into SPL, and if it's going to be a niche pick for teams, or if it's just going to be something that literally everyone's doing and you have to find a counter for it.
Yep.
And I think there's a lot of talk about magical ADCs being strong, obviously with Hecate and like Gaia with those buffs, and that's really cool. A lot of health everywhere. Oh, real quick, I got 100k damage this week.
I saw that.
Shout out to Gaia for boosting every health pool in the game. That's a really cool item.
Let's go.
Literally wouldn't have got that without Gaia. My main thing is I'm just interested in junglers.
What about the EU United roster swap? Snoopy from ADC to support, Gaijay coming in as ADC. Have you gotten a chance, not necessarily scrim, but like in your past playing against Gaijay and ranked and that kind of stuff, how do you think he'll fare?
Gaijay is sick, and I think it will take him a little bit to transition into SPL, but not long. I think give him 2 weeks max, and he'll be at full form, or full potential.
You think that he'll be like not just doing okay, but making plays in that amount of time?
Yeah. I think he's going to have a little transition period. Also, to the other half of that, I think Snoopy is actually a really good support.
You almost played with Snoopy support 1 year, right?
Yeah, that was a different Snoopy support. This this Snoopy support is really good. I think as long as Snoopy doesn't get into his own head and think too much when he plays and just treats the SPL games as I'm just scrimming. This is just normally what I do. I don't have to think too much. I don't have to think about rotations and everything I need to do. I think Snoopy's going to be disgusting.
Dude, he's been playing so much recently and playing a lot on stream and that kind of stuff. And I hope his mental is there, dude. That would break my mental just playing that much. But I've been impressed with what I've seen. It is ranked, but
12 hours a day. I feel anytime I'm queuing, I feel like Snoopy's there.
He's ready to go.
Everywhere. But he's like playing a lot of Hurricane Rage, playing a lot of Faf, playing a lot of kind of just everything, I would say. So I'm interested in like the style that he'll bring to SPL outside of like, or if like his ranked picks and streaming picks transition into what he plays in SPL, or if he's just practicing like, I would say the style in ranked, right, and kind of getting used to like, it, what if I have to play against a Hercules, like what do I do as a support player versus an ADC as before?
Right.
And I think the dual lane is really good. I think give it 2 weeks, they'll be sick.
Looking forward to it for sure. All right, to close out the show, as per usual, we gotta come up with like some sort of way to ask this question. I don't know, like a name for the segment, basically. But Barra, what kids show or show you used to watch when you were younger had the best theme song? What theme song was the best?
Because
I've been banging the Drake and Josh theme song as of late, and it's so good. It's so good.
Okay, it might not be the best, but I've had the Doug song stuck in my head for it. Dude, it'll come in like random. It comes in like once a year, like, and I'll just have it like stuck in my head the entire day. I guess that would have to be the best for me. I think it's just Doug.
Doug was, that's a clean pick, you know, like it's. That is the original Special K of selections. Like, you're never going to go wrong with it, you know? Like, it's not bad. It's not spicy, you know? You're not wowing anybody with the Doug theme song, but it's getting the job done, you know? I think that's fair. A couple highlights from chat. Danny Phantom, that's a good call. Stain to Scarlet. Danny Phantom's theme song slapped. Pokemon was great, of course. Assassin agrees with me, Drake and Josh. There have been a lot of ones, but Danny Phantom is a good one for sure. But I'm going Drake and Josh, dude. Listen to it on Spotify. Like, I just listen to it on Spotify. Good. It's so good. Oh, yeah. OG Dragon Ball is a good one as well. But yeah, thanks for watching, everybody. As always, make sure you're checking out the whole Prediction Esports podcast setup. You can find us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, but it's a network, so there's plenty of other shows. If you're interested in Super Smash Brothers or anything like that, there's shows on that you can listen to. And if you're listening, make sure to give us a rating, and you can watch us live and participate in the chat at twitch.tv/prediction esports with 2 E's in the pre, and that's 8 p.m. every Sunday. So, Barra, hopefully we'll be talking about your first win in phase two when we meet up next week.
Hopefully. Fingers crossed, man. We'll see.
I believe. All right, chat. Thanks for watching. Bye-bye.
Bye.